I've broken open those dirt daubers' nests and seen the little spiders in there.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, what a batch of them.
Yeah.
It's like kernels of ear, kernels of corn on the corn cob. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable that they can gather that many and pack them in so tightly.
Yeah, they sure do.
That's for the young, the food for the young.
Uh-huh. Well, this one that I broke open could have raised a big family. What kinds of trees do you have around here? Native trees, that is.
Well, we have the pecan as a native here, and the elm, mm-hmm. and the blackjack. We call it blackjack, it's of the oak family. But it's not a red oak, or it's not a post oak. And we call it blackjack. I don't know whether that's the proper name for it or not.
The hackberry.
Yes, the hackberry tree is a native to the park.
Do you have that tree here that has the grayish-green bark that's sort of scaly?
Yeah, that is green the... Yeah, they're native here. They grow here.
No. In the winter, you'll see little balls.
It's a sycamore.
Yeah.
Sycamore.
Is that ever called anything else?
I don't remember if hearing called anything.
Button ball or?
Might have been, but I don't remember the term.
How about cherry trees? Are they found around here?
Yeah, we have grown cherry trees here. We had a cherry tree one time and lived up here at Kemp. Grew nice cherries every year. Several years and it finally died. I guess the insects killed it like everything else.
Do you have any maples around here?
Yeah, we have the silver maple up at Kemp. There's several up there in the
But yard. These aren't native, are they?
No, they're not. They're not native. Mm-hmm.
Do you have that vine that grows with three leaves?
For an oak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're a delight. Does that bother you?
No. Never had it on me in my life.
Huh. Boy, it does me. I get in it.
Lots of people can't hardly get around it at all without getting poisoned.
Uh-huh. That's the way it is with me. I just...
Now we have another vine that's similar to it. Grows all about old field here. We call that the Kite's vine. It's not poison, it won't hurt you. But you'll think, if you're just looking at it, you think you're going to a poison oak, but it's not.
Hmm. Three leaves?
Mm-hmm.
Kite's? Did you say?
Kite's.
Kite's.
Oh. I don't know where that term originated.
Trumpet vine is another.
The trumpet is called the trumpet, really. It uh-huh. makes a flower like a trumpet.
Uh-huh. Cow itch.
We call it a cow itch vine. I do.
Supposed to make you itch?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it won't affect you in any way that I know of, because I've handled it in every way and form, and it never did see it bother anybody.
Uh-huh.
But it grows up in the crops and it's pretty hard to handle. But it doesn't affect your yield much in cotton or corn or anything.
Uh-huh.
But it just works your life out of trying to keep it down. Keep it.
Uh-huh. Just hard on your back, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have that bush here that grows in clumps? It has, 9 or 10 fingers on the leaf. It gets maybe 6 feet high and has a little cluster of berries right up the top of each leader.
No, I don't believe we have that here.
Shoemake, or?
Oh yeah, the shoemake. Yeah. Yeah, we have that.
That's pretty.
It is.
Does that grow on good land, bad land, or?
Or then it's on pretty good land. You'll find it out in the fence road where the land is,
uh-huh.
soil is rich. No, it won't grow on poor land much.
Hmm. That's surprising to me because it looks like a rather ratty shrub.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't look like much at all.